Okay, so starting off, apologies for my sick as fuck voice right now, but it's just what we gotta do, right? Very deep, very masculine. Maybe I should get sick more often. Tested negative for COVID, by the way. That's cool, right? So we have a 59-year-old woman. She has a 20-pound weight loss past 3 months. We look at the hematologic studies. The hematocrit's 35%. Normal range is 42 plus or minus 5 in women, 47 plus or minus 5 in men. So she has a slight anemia. MCV is normocytic, 80 to 100 is normal. So right off the bat, we can have a tentative thought of, is this anemia of chronic disease? Because that's our most common cause of normocytic anemia for USMLE. I should make a very important point that anemia of chronic disease can indeed be microcytic, okay, for USMLE. I've seen this on 2CK questions in particular. Students get the questions wrong, where the MCV might be 75, e.g., in a pediatrics case where the kid has juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, and they're like, wait, I thought anemia of chronic disease was normocytic. It's like, yes, it is classically normocytic, but they gave you an MCV of 75 or 72. I've seen it. So your thought should be with respect to anemia of chronic disease, yes, normally normocytic, but can indeed be microcytic for USMLE. Don't eliminate if you see it being microcytic, okay? Next point, serum sodium 133, that's hyponatremia, normal range 135 to 145. Got to take the training wheels off, okay? I know you'll have your reference ranges on the exam, but you're gonna need to not waste time, okay? Take the training wheels off, know your reference ranges, 135 to 145, normal range for sodium. So we've got a smoker, she's a smoker and she has hypertension. So when we connect smoking to hyponatremia and anemia of chronic disease and weight loss, this paints a picture of small cell bronchogenic carcinoma with paraneoplastic SIDH leading to our hyponatremia. And of course, we have cachexia secondary to the malignancy. Now, this is where it's like, haha, gotcha type of question. Paraneoplastic syndrome's wrong, all right? Whilst, yes, that's the cause of SIDH, or SIDH is a paraneoplastic effect of small cell bronchogenic carcinoma, paraneoplastic syndrome in and of itself is not what cachexia is. So cachexia is a cytokine effect, choice A. It's due to TNF-alpha. So this question has two main learning points. Number one, don't just automatically jump on an answer. Just kind of chill the fuck out for 2 seconds when you see a question. Number two is you need to know the factoid that TNF-alpha, it's also got another name, like cachectic factor, but TNF-alpha is the cause of cachexia secondary to cancer, okay? So the immune system can start responding to the cancer and produce TNF-alpha, and or the cancer itself can produce its own TNF-alpha. But nevertheless, cachexia is due to TNF-alpha, that's effect of cytokine. Now, that's pretty much it for this question, okay? I mean, some of the questions I write are going to be a little bit more complicated. Renal insufficiency I wrote here, wrong answer. That's a cause. That is one important etiology of anemia of chronic disease. When you're treating anemia of chronic disease, you always have to address the underlying condition, okay? So usually there is no treatment. If renal failure is the etiology, you can give EPO, okay, erythropoietin. But if renal insufficiency is not the etiology of anemia of chronic disease, you cannot give EPO. And that's honestly pretty much it for this question. Just paraneoplastic syndrome for small cell would be SIDH giving you hyponatremia. It could be ACTH production giving you Cushing's syndrome. Could be Lambert-Eaton syndrome when you have autoantibodies against presynaptic voltage-gated calcium channels. Can be cerebellar dysfunction where you get ataxia. You get anti-HU, H-U, and anti-YO, Y-O antibodies secondary to small cell carcinoma. And then, of course, squamous cell carcinoma, PTHRP, okay? So hypercalcemia. Adenocarcinoma of the lung can lead to trusiocyte malignancy. That's migratory thrombophlebitis, okay? And classically head of pancreas adenocarcinoma, but I've seen it in questions for bronchogenic adenocarcinoma. And that's due to liberation of tissue factor, factor 3. Large cell carcinoma can cause gynecomastia estrogen effect. Okay, so a lot we can chat about, but your take home is just cachexia in malignancy is due to TNF alpha. That's it.